So I think there's a lot of value in that for patients. I do a lot of lecturing for hem-onc, but frankly, I love lecturing to the internists because they don't realize sometimes that blowing off a hemoglobin of 11.1 in a 71-year-old man, if the colonoscopy is negative, is not okay. This is something that the concept of an age-related or borderline anemia, which is an amorphous concept that some general internists have that should be basically tolerated in older patients because, well, they get anemic. They don't necessarily actually get anemic. And there are huge studies. There's even an RFA out from the National Institutes of Health asking for research specifically in aging of the bone marrow to try to figure this out. That is there some level of anemia that we should quote-unquote tolerate? I don't tolerate anything. If you've got an anemia that I can't explain by working it up, I think that we should at least do the marrow, give the opportunity to come up with a diagnosis and to see if there's something that might be a straightforward treatment. And I can tell you, I had a 90-plus-year-old patient come in to me who was anemic and transfusion dependent, and nobody wanted to touch her with a 10-foot pole. She thought we were the greatest thing since sliced bread for coming up with a 5Q- diagnosis on her and getting her on lenalidomide. So again, give at least the opportunity for something to be done. Clearly, not every patient will benefit from treatment and not every patient needs treatment, but at least if they have the sort of gold star workup, they will know that there have been no opportunities missed.
So patients like this, do you think there's a substantial number who literally die without ever seeing an oncologist?
I don't know the numbers. We actually have one of my colleagues at Cornell is putting together a big proposal now to try to go into nursing homes, to geriatrics practices, to try to get an assessment of what is the level of anemia that's out there and to try to really put some numbers here. We think that it's probably substantial because there is a large, how should we say, even in the hem-onc community, I think there is a lag behind the times in terms of understanding MDS. In the internal medicine community, the concept of, you know, 3 approved agents for treating MDS, et cetera, that's not in the general domain of what's being read necessarily by internists. And I think that a lot of times, I know that every time I lecture, I end up with several referrals saying, oh, really? Oh, let me get you this lady with a hemoglobin of 10 or 10.5. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I figured it was, you know, it'll make itself clear over time. But I think also that there has been, in general, an inappropriate seriousness given to the procedure of a bone marrow aspiration and biopsy. And while I'm not saying that it's going to be anybody's top 3 fun activities for a weekend, truly, when done correctly, this really is a 5-minute procedure that is generally very well tolerated by patients and not associated with extreme misery. So the procedure itself is not a reason to avoid making a correct diagnosis.